This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, continuing today our study of Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Why not get your Bible and study with us as we read from this chapter? Read verses 19 through 26 and see the setting of verse 21. Paul has been saying, as he realized that all men face death, that he had a desire to depart and be with Christ, which he said is far better. But on the other hand, to be a benefit to his fellow man, he was willing to stay on earth and suffer its tribulations, as well, of course, to enjoy something of its greatness. So he was in a strait, or facing a dilemma between the two choices. But the crucial thing that we're studying in this context is verse 21, where Paul says, "For to me," that is the important thing to me as I survey my life, "to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now you cannot say, "For me to die is gain," if you cannot first say and tell the truth about it, "For to me to live is Christ." Therefore, what it means to be able to say truthfully, "To me to live is Christ," is seen. What does it mean? "To me to live is Christ." I have pointed out already in previous studies that it means, for one thing, that you must be able to say that Christ is the King of your life, as we learn in Acts 2, verse 36, John 18, verse 36, and so on. It must be also that Christ is the realm of your life, and that Christ is the clothing of your life. Now, it must also be the case that Christ is the activity of your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 is a passage which is all important to show us what we should be doing with our lives. Paul says here, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." There are many people who give little concern in life for anything but the gaining of money or having sensual pleasure or fame or popularity or so forth. But this passage makes clear that we should live a life that is even abounding, overflowing, sort of like filling a bucket with water. You run it over. One must not live his life thinking, "How little can I do for Christ and his cause?" But rather he should seek to say, "How much can I do? How much more can I do?" Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For a man to live the Christian life, to become first of all a Christian, and then to live the faithful Christian life, Jesus made clear in Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30, that a man shall receive 100-fold more now in this life. It's so wonderful to live the Christian life. The happiness and the joy and the strength, the meaning to life, strength to meet adversity in the right kind of attitude, to not live a life of fear and worry and anxiety, but one of joy in Christ Jesus, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, you can know that your work will never be in vain. And so, to be able to say truthfully, "To me to live is Christ," one has to be able to say that Christ is the activity of my life. Next, he must be able to say that Christ is the message of his life. You know, the Apostle Paul made clear that we preach not only by what we say, but we preach by what we do. And sometimes those of us who are Christians preach so loudly by what we do that people will not listen to what we say. There is such a wide variance between what we do and what we say we ought to be doing that it blinds people to the glories and wonders of the Christian life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul said to the Christians at Corinth, "For you are our epistle, known and read of all men." You see, Jesus said, through Paul, that people read you and your life just like they read a letter in the Bible. If indeed you claim to be a Christian, people will be watching you to see what you're doing with your life, to see if really it is the case that Jesus is the one and most important thing to you. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."